4, and verse 4 says, "Who are you to judge someone else's servant?" So the message is quite clear in Romans that we have got to accept people the way they are. But is it not, it's not any different now than it was 2,000 plus years ago when Paul was persecuting Stephen, throwing stones, and he was the first one to hold the cloaks while they stoned him to death. And then he got converted. One person. He got converted and changed the whole complexity of Christianity forever and ever. That's all we're looking for, is one person. One person that will make a difference. And then once we find that one person, we'll find another one. And we'll find another one. None of us know what you have to do. All we do know is that if we accept Jesus in our hearts, that the door is open. Shame on us if we are judgmental, that we are strong in our faith, but we don't share that strength with others that are perhaps weaker, or when we're strong in our faith, we judge someone else. And shame on us when we are not accountable for ourselves. If this was a court of law and the judge was up to convict you, is there enough evidence for the judge to convict you for being a Christian? That's really what it comes down to. Are we holding our own selves accountable? It's not going to be anyone else. When we stand before the judgment throne, it won't be someone else that we can look to. It won't be our mothers or fathers. You know, we there's lots of Christians in this world that claim to be Christians, right? That say, "Well, yeah, I'm Christian," but they don't even know who Jesus is, or they relate being a Christian to going to church when they were a young child with their parents. Or they relate being a Christian because their mother or father or their brother or sister or someone else is Christian. So they, word association, but they don't really know Christ. They're not being held accountable. But someday they will. And when they stand before the judgment throne and ask to make yourself accountable, it's going to be too late for some. Think of that. What are we doing to ensure our passage into the kingdom of heaven? Well, we should. The scripture says if we accept Jesus, believe in Jesus, we've got a ticket. But is that all? Is that all? Scripture here says in Matthew to be accountable. "My heavenly Father will also do the same to you if you don't forgive your brother or sister." Are we being Christian? Are we sharing the light of Christ with others? What can you glean from this passage? Share the love of Christ with a hurting world. Let us pray.